大家早上好。
I love worshiping with you. It's a joy. So thank you for having me.
非常高兴能够跟大家一起来敬拜我们的主，这是一个非常喜乐的时候。
I love being with Chinese students at the University of Buffalo. And my family and I, we miss China. We miss China very much. So I'm so glad that I can spend some time with you.On Sunday mornings.
我也很喜欢跟在University of Buffalo 的学生一起来敬拜主，而且我也非常想念中国。我和我的家人都非常想念中国。
And today I'm going to continue on teaching through the book of First Peter.
今天我要和大家一起来继续分享彼得前书。
I've been slowly working through the book of First Peter.
在我正道在彼得前书正道的过程里，我越来越多的感受到彼得前书里边的神的话语。
And so I hope it's an encouragement to you. And as we come to this passage today, I hope that it can be an encouragement.
所以希望通过今天的经文，我们能够一起得到鼓励。
On my slides, if you can go through my slides, I have a picture, and there's a picture of Thailand. I love Thailand very much. I've been to Thailand 5 times before.
在我的那个 slides 里面有关于泰国的图片。我很喜欢泰国。
Yeah, and so Thailand's an interesting country. Thailand is a kingdom.With a king.
泰国是一个非常有趣的国家，因为它是一个王国，在这个国家有国王。
And in 2016, the king died. It was very interesting to watch the country respond to the king dying.
在2016年的时候，泰国的国王去世了。那么非常，这是一件非常有趣的事，就是观察到泰国在。泰国人民对于国王去世的反应。
The people of Thailand, they loved their king.
泰国人民非常热爱他的国王。
They deeply respected their king.
他们非常尊敬他们的国王。
And when he died, they spent a whole year in mourning, crying and mourning his death.
所以在泰国国王去世的时候，泰国整个的国家。泰国人民用了一年的时间来悼念他们的国王。
So from this picture, you can see how many people felt about the king when he died. They loved him. He was 88 years old, and they loved him very much.
所以大家可以从这个图片当中看到，泰国国王去世的时候大概有80岁，看到泰国人民对他的怀念。
And so for me as an American, this is very different from my experience when I think about the government.
作为一个美国人，我觉得是非常看到这样的图片的时候，我觉得是非常有兴趣的。
If you're around, yeah, you can go to the next slide. Perfect. If you're around Americans, the way I grew up, we would get newspapers in our house every morning, and in the back of the newspaper were political cartoons.Political cartoons, and this is an example.
在我成长的过程中，我会看到新闻，在报纸上，可以看到很多关于这个美国政府的一些图片，一些画片。
Does anyone know who's in this cartoon? Who this is?
大家知道在这张图片中是哪一位美国总统吗
？Yeah, George Bush, George W. Bush, number two.
对，这位是小布什总统。
And the cartoon is making fun of him. It's showing him that he's so stupid that he doesn't know if the word should be this way or that way. He could barely read.
这张漫画是在讽刺布什总统，甚至不知道怎么来阅读。
And so I could have shown more examples.Even from the last 4 years, but I didn't. I just thought I'd share this one. But America has a history of making fun of their political leaders.
当然，我可以给大家看更多的 关于美国的政治家的一些漫画。那么大家在这里我就不要给大家看，但是大家知道，对于就是美国人对于总统、美国政府和政治家的一些看法。
And so when it comes to us as Christians, you might be wondering how are we supposed to act towards the government? What should our attitude be? How should we live?
作为一个基督徒，当然很多时候我们都会思考，我们是如何应对我们的政府。
Should we be like the Thai people and totally love their, you know, cry when the king dies? Or should we be like the Americans and make fun of them? But here in this passage, Peter teaches us clearly about how we should treat the government.
所以我们是需要像泰国人民一样对他们的国王那样的尊敬，还是说像美国人一样就是经常会嘲讽美国政府？所以在这里今天我们可以看到，在彼得前书里，彼得来教导我们如何能够面对自己的政府。
This church is interesting because we have people with different levels of citizenship. Some of you are citizens, some of you green card holders, some of you are foreign students. And so how should you respond to the government while you're here in the United States?
当然我们的教会一定是一个混杂了，就是有美国的公民，有绿卡持有者，有也有一些外国学生，他是一些外国的国籍。那同样的，我们应该如何对待美国的政府
？Or I know people from this church are from different parts of the world, right? And I'm sure the political conversations in this church can get very sensitive very fast.
同样的，我们的教会也有很多从来自其他国家的人。那我们到底对待这个政治是一个什么样的态度
？So I think this passage is very important for us to consider this morning.
所以今天我们要讨论的这个主题是一个非常重要的主题。
So just to give some context to the book of First Peter, this is a group of Christians that are scattered throughout Asia, and they're persecuted. They're being persecuted by the people around them.
那我们要先来了解一下彼得前书所要面对的这些读者，他们是来自在亚洲的一些来自不同国家的人。
Peter teaches very clearly in chapter 1 that they've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how they've been saved, through the gospel, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书第一章，彼得已经很明确地告诉我们这些基督徒是因着耶稣基督的宝血得到救赎的。
In the book of Peter, First Peter is all about how do you live as a Christian in the midst of a difficult environment.
彼得前书所要教导我们的就是说，在一个困难的环境下，作为一个基督徒，应该如何生活。
If you can go back on the slides here, I think the main idea of this passage as we come to verses 13 through 17 is this: is that Our citizenship in heaven greatly impacts our citizenship on earth.
所以就是我们今天要讨论的这个最主要的一个主题，就是说我们的这个公民到底是在天国的公民，在地球，在这个世界上是对于在这个世界上的这个公民是一个什么样的，对会有一个什么样的影响。
I think it's so true. Who we are affects how we live, and this even includes how we live as citizens in this world.
所以作为基督徒来讲，我们是应该如何在这个世界上生活。
And so my prayer for you this morning is that your heavenly citizenship would move you to live as godly citizens in whatever country God leads you to live.
所以今天我对大家的祷告就是让我们可以了解，我们作为基督徒，作为天国的公民，在这个世界上，在这个地球上是应该如何的生活。
And so as we come to verses 13 through 17, we're going to learn three truths and how we are to live as sojourners and strangers in this world.
所以今天我们要有三个小的主题，就是 作为客居的一个客旅，我们是应该在这个世界上如何生活。
And so if you have a handout, you can follow me on the handout in the bulletin. But the first truth that we learn is this, friends, submit to the government as sojourners and strangers in this world.
所以就是在我的主题的单章上，我们今天要讨论的第一个主题就是顺服这个我们所客居的这个世界的政府。
You can see here in verse 13, it says, be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or verse 14, or governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil, to praise those who do good.
正如大家所看到的，在13节到14节这里说，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。
What is interesting about this passage in 13 through 17 is it's deeply impacted by the verses just before it. It says in verse 11, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh. So we see a shift in 1 Peter going from truth to now practice.
所以这个在这一段经文的前面十一节和十二节，这里说，亲爱的弟兄，你们是客居的，客旅是寄居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。那彼得在十三节就是继续他前面的话。
Yeah, and starting in verse 11, we see that shift from truth now to practice, truth to action as Christians.
所以我们看到彼得在这里从十一节就转到了十一节的这个事，就是真理，然后转移到了在十三节我们应该如何行出来这样的真理。
And if you read the Bible, you'll notice this in many situations. The beginning of Paul's letters, for example, he'll teach doctrine first. Who God is, who we are in God, what the gospel is.And then he teaches about practice. It goes from doctrine to practice.
所以就像保罗书信一样，他首先教导一些关于神学的理念，然后来教导我们如何来行出这样的理念。
Yeah, and it's so true, right? God doesn't call us to do something that we cannot do. It's because of who he is and what he's done in our lives.We are then now able to do what he's calling us to do.
所以上帝呼召我们去行各样的善事，但是我们自己靠我们自己是行不出来，只有神在我们心里来去教导我们去行。
Jesus served us, so now we serve others.
耶稣服侍我们，现在我们去服侍其他人。
Jesus loved us, now we love others.
耶稣爱我们，同样我们也去爱别人。
God forgives us in Jesus. Now we forgive others.
上帝在耶稣基督里赦免了我们，那现在我们也要去饶恕别人。
Doctrine leads to practice. Truth leads to practice.
所以真理引导了我们去行各样的事情。
So what does it say here in verse 13? So Peter starts talking about the government. It's like, oh no, oh no, why is he talking about this?
所以我们看到十三节，彼得现在开始探讨关于政府的事情。
Even in verse 17, in verse 13 it says, be subject to the government, to the Lord's sake, to every human institution. But even in 17 it says,Honor the emperor. So it starts with being subject to the government and then ends with honoring the government.
所以在这里十三节彼得一开始说是我们要顺服一切的制度在上的君王，到十七节的时候他更强调说我们要尊敬敬畏在上的君王。
This is not unique to Peter. Paul also in Romans 13 teaches about the importance of obeying the government.
这里不单单是彼得，保罗也在 保罗也教导我们说要顺服在上掌权的。
Yeah, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it tells us to pray for those in authority, pray for political leaders and kings.
在提摩太前书，同样彼得也教导我们要为在上掌权的祷告。
Paul also in Romans 13 tells us to pay taxes. It's like, oh no, we have to pay taxes too. He says, pay taxes, pay your taxes to the government.
在罗马书十三章，彼得也保罗也同样告诉我们说要纳税，要给当时的罗马政府纳税。
And what does it say here in 1 Peter? It says, to every it says in verse 14, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. So it's almost, it's saying that God puts those governments there for our good.
所以这里十四节彼得说或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰，这里几乎是在说是上帝安排了这些在上掌权的人。
If you think about it, if there wasn't governments there, even the, if they're imperfect, they help create order out of chaos.
所以我们可以想象，如果没有政府，没有这些管理者，那么这个世界将非常混乱。
And so as Christians, we're called to submit to the government as a sojourner and stranger in the world. Submit to the government.
所以作为基督徒，我们被呼召，我们被被安排是我们要顺服在上掌权的。
You can go to the next slide. There's a picture of this young man by the name Michael Fay. Does anyone know who Michael Fay is?
大家可以看到，在这个图片，这个年轻人他叫 Michael Fay。大家知道 Michael Fay 是谁吗
？Well, Michael Fay was an American young man living in Singapore.
Michael Fay 是一个美国的年轻人，是居住在新加坡。
And he was there in the 1990s.
在大约九十年代。
But he was a bad young boy, young man, bad young man.
但是他是一个坏人，一个很坏的年轻人。
He and a bunch of other young people damaged over 60 cars in Singapore, damaged them and.Did a lot. They stole things from the cars.
他伙同其他的年轻人破坏了大约六十辆汽车。
And so he was caught and then convicted of his crimes in Singapore.
他被逮捕并且认罪。
And so this became a very big international event because in Singapore the consequences are very fierce. They're very heavy consequences.For what he did.
所以在当时这是一件非常恶劣的国际事件，因为在新加坡对于这样的破坏行动的惩罚是很严重的。
His first punishment was he had to go to jail for 3 months.
所以他第一个惩罚是要在监狱里坐监三个月。
And the second punishment is that he would be beaten with a cane 6 times.
所以他第二个惩罚是要被鞭打。
And so this cane is a bamboo cane about this long. And they take this cane and they soak it in water. And then they put him like this. And they beat him with the cane. Not once, not twice, but 6 times. They hit him 6 times.
他的第二个惩罚是要当众被用水浸泡的竹鞭鞭打六次。
So many Americans were like, oh no, oh no, don't hit him with the cane. Send him back to America. Let us deal with him.
所以很多人就非常同情地说不要鞭打他，把他送回美国。
And Singapore said, no, sorry, sorry. We're gonna hit him with the cane 6 times and send him to jail.
但是新加坡政府说我们要施行惩罚，然后把他送到监狱里。
Singapore is a serious country about some of their crimes. But the point is, even though Michael Fay was an American, he was living in Singapore. And the laws of Singapore are if you damage 60 cars, you're going to go to jail and you're going to be hit with a cane 6 times.
所以事实上虽然他是一个美国人， 但是他依然是在居住在新加坡的时候，他破坏了这些汽车，所以他要受到应有的惩罚。
In the same way, Peter is calling us. You know, perhaps our citizenship is in heaven. We're citizens of heaven. We're children of God. But now we're living in this world. And he says, while you're living here, submit yourselves unto the government that you are under now.
所以，虽然我们作为基督徒是天国的子民，我们是上帝的儿女，但是同样，我们现在生活在这个世界上。所以我们要顺服在这个世界上的权柄。
So the question is, well, should we ever disobey the government?
所以问题就是说，那么我们是不是能不能违背政府的法令
？You can go to the next slide. A famous situation in Scripture is found in Acts chapter 5, when Peter.And is going out and sharing the gospel. The religious leaders catch him and they say, "You must stop preaching the gospel."
所以在使徒行传记载了彼得被使徒被带到大祭司的面前的问话。
Yeah, and Peter says here in verse, is it 29? He says, "But Peter and the apostles answered." We must obey God rather than man.
所以在这里我们看到二十九节，彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”
So in this situation, when the leaders and the authorities and the government say you cannot preach the gospel, Peter says, "In this situation, I will obey God rather than man."
所以在当时的情况下，大祭司是禁止彼得传福音，所以在当时的情况条件下，那大祭司禁止彼得传福音，所以彼得说要顺从神，不顺从人。
Many of you know I lived in China for 11 years.
大家知道我在中国生活了11年。
And I love living there, and I sought to be a good citizen there. I sought to honor the government in every way that I could, living there as a foreigner.
我相信我在中国生活的十一年当中，我是一个好的公民。我在中国非常尊重中国政府。
And especially with foreigners going to China and sharing the gospel with Chinese people, that's a sensitive issue. And I think many times the government did not like what I was doing. But in that situation, if I felt like God was leading me to share the gospel, I would share the gospel and obey God rather than.The government in that situation.
特别是在中国，作为一个外国人，传福音是一个非常敏感的事情。但是，同样作为一个基督徒传福音，我要顺服神。
And I was willing to accept the consequences of my actions. I was willing to, if I was caught doing that, I was willing to accept the consequences of that.
当然，我也预备好了。如果预备好接受这样做的传福音所带来的一些后果，如果我被逮捕，那我也已经做好准备去面对这样的结果。
Or now in the United States, the issue of sexuality and gender has now become a very sensitive topic.
那同样在美国，现在关于性的认同的问题，现在也是一个非常敏感的问题。
It's almost getting to the point that if you hold to the biblical teaching on sexuality and gender, it's almost against the law now. Almost.
现在同样的，如果是当我们对待性别和性的一些事情上面，同样，如果我们用圣经的标准去。谈论这样的事情是几乎是和政府的法令政策是相反的。
So again, in this situation, if the government says you cannot teach or say the teachings on the Bible concerning sexuality and gender, I will obey God rather than the government.
所以同样，现在如果我要教导关于性别和性的事情的时候，我要。顺服上帝圣经的教导，而不是政府的教导。
And I will accept the consequences of that.
我也预备好了去接受这样的后果。
I joke with my children, if they send me to jail, I'll preach the gospel in jail.
我曾经跟我的孩子们开玩笑说，如果我被逮捕，我会在监狱里去传福音。
And so, as Christians, our home is in heaven. We're citizens of heaven.
作为基督徒，我们的真正的家是在天上，我们是天国的子民。
And as much as we can, we need to be people that submit to the governments in which we live underneath.
那虽然我们要尽我们最大的可能来顺服我们现在所生活的这个世界的政府。
And so, an application question for you to think about this week is, how does your heavenly citizenship affect your attitude towards the government?
所以我们第一个应用的问题是，作为天国的子民，应当。如何来顺服我们现在的政府
？Or another thing, how can you pray for government leaders this week？
或者说我们应当如何为当今在上掌权的人祷告
？And I'm sure you might disagree with them or disagree with their policies, but still we are called to honor them and to pray for them.
虽然我知道大家可能有对于现今政府的一些政策不同意他们的一些政策，但是我们也作为基督徒要为他们祷告，并且尊重他们。
Or even back in China, I know the situation in Shanghai, for example, is very, very difficult. A very difficult situation with COVID and lockdowns. I feel more and more I need to pray for the government there, that God would help them.It's a very difficult situation that God would help them and give them wisdom to resolve this situation.
那么同样就像现在在上海所发生由于疫情所发生的封城事情，那么同样可能我们会有一些不理解，但是我们也要为这个政府的领导祷告。
So point number one, submit to the government as a sojourners and strangers in living in this world.
所以今天我们要看的第二点就是顺服这个国家，就像是我们是寄居，是客旅的。
Yeah. So point two here is serve the country that you live in as sojourners and exiles in the world.
所以我们要看的是我们要对这为这个国家服务，就像是士兵，虽然是寄居在这里的。
Again, because of who we are in Christ, we can sacrificially serve the people around us.
因为我们是基督徒，所以我们可以为我们周围的人去服务和牺牲。
What does it say in verse 15? For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people.Live as people who are free, verse 16, not using your freedom as a cover-up, but living as servants of God.
所以这里十五节说，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
In verse 15, we can see, again reminded of the difficult environment that these Christians are living in. You know, people around them don't like them.They're persecuting them.
所以就像十五节所提到的，就是我们在基督徒周围生活的人是有一些无知的人，甚至会迫害基督徒。
And so Peter's calling them to serve them, to do good to the people around them.
所以彼得说你们要去侍奉他们，要去为他们服务。
Go to the next slide. Of all the people I've studied in the church history, one of the groups that I think is the most interesting are the Moravians. Do you know who the Moravians were?
在教会历史上有很多的传教士，其中有一个部分叫摩拉维亚的传教士。大家有没有听说过摩拉维亚的传教士？
They came out of Germany. They started in the 14th century.And they were mighty in prayer and mighty in missions. They went all over the world to share the gospel with people.
这是一群来自德国的传教士，在十四世纪的时候，他们 去世界各地的地方去传教。
There's a great story of the Moravian missionaries that heard about a large group of slaves in the British West Indies, in the Caribbean islands.
当时在这些传教，当时传教士那里曾经发生的一些有很多的故事，其中有一个重大的事件是在当时英国的一个殖民地的殖民地岛，在加勒比岛加勒比海岛有一个海岛上有很多的奴隶。
Yeah, there were thousands of slaves, and the Moravians were thinking, who's sharing the gospel with them? Who can share the gospel with these slaves?
当时在那个岛上有成千上万的奴隶，所以这些摩拉维亚的传教士思考如何向这些人传福音。
And so they asked the slave owners, can we come and share the gospel with these slaves?
所以他们问那些奴隶主，我们可以去这些奴隶当中传福音吗？
And the slave owner said, no, you cannot.
那些奴隶者说不可以。
And then the Moravian missionary, the Moravian said, well, what if we sell ourselves into slavery? Can we come and preach the gospel if we become sellers, if you, we allow you to own us?
所以当中有一些摩拉维亚的传教士就说，那如果我们把自己卖给你作为奴隶，我可以在他们当中传福音吗？
So in 1732, two Moravian missionaries sold themselves into slavery so that they could go and share the gospel with these slaves.
在1732年的时候，有两位摩拉维亚的传教士就把自己卖给奴隶主作为奴隶，去到这些奴隶当中。
And they began a beautiful ministry that lasted for several years, and it ended with 13,000 slaves becoming Christians and being baptized.
这当时是一件非常感人的事情。那么通过这两位传教士的行动，有13,000的奴隶成为基督徒。
So the question is why? Why would they do this?
所以问题就是说，为什么这些人会做这样的事情？
Or how? How?
他们是如何做到的？
Well, the answer is they're free. These Moravians, they know that their citizenship is in heaven, and Jesus has set them free. So they are going to go and sacrifice to reach others with the gospel.
因为这两位传教士知道耶稣已经释放他们已经成为神国的子民，所以他们愿意去为这些奴隶去服务。
In verse 16, it says, live as people who are free. Yes, in Christ, we have now been set free, free from our sin. We're set free to live as we ought to live. Live as people who are free.
所以这里16节就是说我们是自由的，因为基督释放了我们。
There's another example of the Moravians who went to South Africa that wanted to reach a leper colony. Do you know leprosy? It's a skin disease, leprosy.
Yes.
They went to a leper colony, and they said the only way that you can come, but you can never leave. Once you go into the colony, you can never leave. And so they went and ministered to the lepers.
所以这些摩拉维亚的传教士也曾经去那些得麻风病人的麻风病人聚集地去传福音，因为如果一旦进入麻风聚集地，他们就不可以离开那里。
Just amazing sacrifice for the kingdom of God.
所以这是非常奇妙的牺牲。
Well, you might be thinking, well, that's too radical for me. That's too much for me. That was a long time ago. Those people are crazy. You know, I'm just a normal person. I can't do that.
所以大家可能会想，那些人是非常极端，非常非常热忱的人。那我只是一个普通人，我只是一个普通的基督徒。
I'll give you another example. You can go to the next slide.
那我们可以看下面一个例子。
Does anyone know who Dr. David Holmes is?
大家知道这位大卫 Holmes 博士是谁吗？
I think there's a sister in this church who knows who he is. But he's a medical doctor and a teacher at the University of Buffalo Medical School.
这位 David 是他是一个研究医学的教授并且是在UB
工作。He was actually born in Africa. His parents were missionaries. He was born in Africa, and he's always had a love for God in his life.
他的父母实际上是在南非的传教士，所以他生在南非，所以他的父母是传教士，非常爱神。
He's gone on many medical mission trips around the world to help poor and hurting people, to use medicine to help people. He's done missions around the world.
他通过医疗通过医疗方面的服务来世界各地去传福音。
Early in the COVID-19 outbreak, instead of getting mad at the government, Dr. Holmes went to New York City and served the sick and dying in hospitals in New York City.
在新冠开始爆发的初期，他去纽约州一个医院去为那些得新冠的病人服务。
He volunteered his time and he risked his own health to serve others.
所以他不顾自己的安危去为那些病人去服务。
So why does he do this?
所以为什么他要这样做？
Because he's free. He's a citizen of heaven.
因为他是自由的，他是天国的子民。
And he's a servant of God, and he wants to help and serve the people that need this help.
因为他是上帝的仆人，所以他愿意为有需要的人去服务。
Verse 15. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put the ignorance, silence the ignorance of foolish people. Friends, we're called to serve others and do good.
在十五节，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。所以说上帝呼召我们去服侍周围的人。
And so an application question for you here is this: How does your heavenly citizenship lead you to serve and sacrifice for others?
所以我们第二个应用的问题就是，我们作为天国的子民。是可以如何引导我们去为其他人服侍其他人，为其他人牺牲
？Friends, are you free?
大家认为自己是自由的吗
？You are free.
我们是自由的。
Jesus has made you free.
因为耶稣让我们成为自由。
And now you can serve and love others, even sacrificially.
所以我们可以去服侍和为其他人牺牲。
So we've learned here, number two, that we must serve the country you live in as sojourners and strangers in this world.
所以第二点我们要谈到的就是作为上天国的子民我们要服侍要牺牲为这个我们所客居的这个世界。
And as we go to verse 17, we learn a third truth.
那么在十七节，我们看到第三个事实。
And what we learn is this: Friends, seek the glory of God as you live as a sojourner and stranger in the world.
所以在第十七节，为了荣耀神，我们要去为这个世界去服务。
Because of who we are in Christ, we can seek the glory of God. We can seek a glory beyond our own. We can seek His glory.
因为我们是神的子民，所以我们要寻求去荣耀神。
So how do we seek the glory of God?
所以我们应当如何去荣耀神
？The first one is we seek the glory of God in praise, in doxology and in praise.
那么，所以第一点就是，荣耀神，我们要去赞美。
It's all throughout these verses, verses 13 through 17. It's everywhere. At verse 13, it says, what does it say? Be subject for the Lord's sake to every institution. You see, the reason we submit, it's for his glory, his sake that we do it.
那么就像我们今天所看到的经文十三节说，因为主的缘故，我们要顺服一切人的制度。
And then in 15, it says, for this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. It's the will of God that we do good and serve others. And when we do it, we glorify him.
那十五节，因为神的旨意是要让我们去行善，因为神的旨意让我们去侍奉别人。
And verse 16, it's live as people who are free. It says, and then it ends, but living as servants of God. So we're living as servants of God. We seek to glorify him as people who are free, as we serve others.
16节说我们是自由的，我们要做神的仆人，作为神的仆人去侍奉别人。
And then lastly, in 17, it says, honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. You know, as we fear God, as we serve him, this brings him glory. We praise him as we do this.
十七节说要敬畏神，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
So yeah, we seek to fear God, and as we do that, that glorifies him.
那么同样我们通过去服侍来荣耀神。
So number one, we seek the glory of God in praise. Secondly, we seek the glory of God in mission as we serve him.
所以第二件我们可以去荣耀神的事情，可以做的事情就是去传福音。
Verse 15, it says, for this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. So we glorify God as we live for him, and it impacts the people around us.
所以这里十五节说，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。所以我们要通过行善去荣耀神。
It's quite interesting living as a Christian. On one hand, I imagine our neighbors do not like us because of some of the views that we hold.
那么作为基督徒，我们可能曾经遇到过这样的情况，就是我们周围的人并不喜欢我们，因为我们和他们的观点不一致。
But on the other hand, we're people that do good, that serve sacrificially. So in another way, I imagine our neighbors love us also.
那么同样，我们作为基督徒也是那群愿意为我们所生活的周围的人去服侍这些人，去为这些人做牺牲，所以他们也可能会喜欢我们。
And so my prayer for you is that your neighbors would say, I can't imagine living in this neighborhood without you here. You are a blessing to have in our neighborhood.
所以我盼望我们的邻居，我们周围的人会说我很高兴你在我们当中你们在我们当中生活，因为有神的祝福在当中。
It's interesting, verse 17, it says, honor everyone, and then it says, love the brotherhood. Love the brotherhood.
所以十七节说要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄。
I think this is a great reminder by Peter here. If we really do want to glorify God, if we really do want to be on mission for God, we need to love our brothers and sisters in Christ because we need each other to do it.
所以这里彼得其实要提醒我们在在荣耀神的过程当中，实际上我们要去就是去亲爱我们周围的人。
Maybe you're having a difficulty with family members that are not Christians, or difficulty with your boss who's not a Christian. You can come together with your brothers and sisters, and they can encourage you and pray for you in that time.
也许当中我们当中有我们自己的家人不信主的家人，有不信主的老板有不信主的朋友，那希望我们可以有机会和他们在一起，有好的关系，为他们祷告。
So the application question here in the next slide is this: How can I glorify God this week?
所以我们第三个要讨论应用的问题，就是在下面这一周里面，我们应当如何荣耀神。
I pray that in everything that you do, you can glorify God.
所以我为大家的祷告是，无论我们做什么都可以荣耀神。
So, how are we to live as Christians in this world?
所以作为一个基督徒，我们应当如何在这个世界上生活？
Peter says, number one, and here, submit to the government where God has placed you.
所以第一点，彼得在这里说，我们要顺服在上掌权的。
Secondly, serve the country and the people where you live.
第二点是我们要为这个国家，为我们周围的人服侍这些人，为这些人服务。
And thirdly, seek the glory of God in all that you do.
所以第三点，我们要荣耀神，通过我们的行善，我们的行事，为人去荣耀神。
The more I think about this passage in verses 13 through 17, it reminds me of Jesus.
所以我当我思考十三彼得前书二章十三节到十七节的时候，让我就不断的思考自己是如何作为基督徒应该如何行事为人。
Jesus humbled himself and became a man and submitted himself to government institutions.
耶稣他作为上帝的儿子，他也顺服当时在上掌权的。
Jesus loved the people around him with great compassion and with great sacrifice.
耶稣爱世人，为他们舍己。
And Jesus sought to glorify God the Father in everything that he did.
耶稣荣耀神，用通过各样的形式来荣耀神。
And so my encouragement to us today is to come to Jesus and ask him to help you to live this way.
所以我鼓励大家，我们来到耶稣的面前来寻求，来如何来像耶稣一样来去服侍众人。
May we ask him to fill us with his spirit, to give us the power to live, to submit, to serve, and to seek the glory of God.
求圣灵能够充满我们，让我们能够有能力、有力量去服侍人，去荣耀神。
Yes, the world may hate us at times.
是的，现在也许这个世界恨我们。
But we know that when we live this way, they will be silenced.
所以我们知道，如果我们按照神的教导去行事为人，他们会保持沉默。
And they will see the beauty of God in our lives.
他们会通过我们的行为看到神的荣耀。
Yes, and may it be so, and may God be glorified in all of these things.
所以盼望我们能够通过我们的行为去荣耀神。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage in 1 Peter. And I pray that we would be people who live for you, even in difficult circumstances. Help us to be people who submit to the government and honor the government and authorities. Help us to be people who serve those around us. And the only way we can do this is when we know who we are in Christ and what you've done for us. And God, may we seek to glorify you in everything we do. Help us to do this. And God, may you use us to be salt and light in this world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢白牧师。
大家起立，我们唱回应诗歌。